Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 120.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Grin, the number one influencer marketing software solution that's built for direct-to-consumer brands on Shopify. They're an all-in-one relationship management platform that helps you cultivate an authentic influencer network and a more valuable brand. From discovery and outreach to campaign management, Grin streamlines your workflow, removing the busy work while giving you the tools to help you grow and scale your program. From influencer recruitment, communication, product seeding, discount codes and affiliate links, including content and rights management, sales and tracking, and influencer payments, Grin helps you do it all. Smart brands truly understand that creating an emotional connection with your consumer drives up lifetime value, because what you end up doing is building a stronger brand. You create diehard fans who come back and purchase from you again and again. Get started today with Grin and make the most of your influencer marketing program with the all-in-one platform that's designed to help you build more authentic, brand-boosting relationships. So go check them out at grin.co. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com to be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest in today's episode is Jay Myers, who's the co-founder and VP of Growth at Bold Commerce. And they're one of the largest Shopify developers, solving a lot of unique challenges for retail and direct-to-consumer brands. But one of those definitely is subscriptions. So we're going to dig into a lot of that today. So hi, Jay. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, but just before we get started, I'm going to go a tiny bit off script here, and I really wanted to thank you, I guess, number one, for trusting in me, and I guess my crazy podcasting plan of really wanting a partner-focused show that, you know, highlighted Shopify partners and their solutions, and, you know, then in turn, they're helping Shopify brands to grow and scale. And, you know, you really, I just went back into my archives, and you totally took a chance on me. And it was May of 2018, believe it or not, I recorded my very first e-commerce Fastlane episode. And I just can't believe it. It's been a crazy ride, almost 3 years now. I just wanted to publicly thank you for, I guess, being instrumental and, I guess, giving me the confidence and the courage just to trust in me, I guess, and then pushing forward and sharing your message and many, well, 120 some partners' messages. And want to thank you for that publicly.
Honestly, it's an honor. And I think what you're doing is amazing. I have so much respect for you because, I mean, as you know, like, we launched a podcast recently and I know how much work it is. It is a ton of work. And you're at what, 110 episodes plus now?
You'll be 121, I think. Yeah.
That's just amazing. I listen to pretty much all your episodes and they're fantastic. I recommend them to our merchants and our brands that use Bold products. I think something that would be useful to do would be to, like, library them out, because you almost have something on every single topic that when someone has a question, like, oh, here, just check out Steve's episode on this, or check this out. This, it's really a powerful resource for brands. I think what you're doing is fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I'm going to be considering a slight pivot or rebrand and maybe some tagging in some of these, and, you know, maybe more show notes and just more discoverability of the content, because it's great evergreen content. And that's what I'm hoping to produce today, talking about subscriptions, because I know it's on lots and lots of people's minds. Before we kind of jump into that, you know, you and Bold Commerce have been quite active in the Shopify ecosystem, but I also believe there's a lot of listeners that may not know what Bold does. Are you able to share maybe like a TLDR on what the company does and how it's helping to impact these e-commerce brands on Shopify?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, I was a merchant with Shopify in 2010. I looked back one time, someone told me once that I was like store number 4,000 and something. So I've personally have a long history with Shopify Bold. We put our first app on Shopify in 2012. At the time, I think there was maybe 40 or 50 other apps in the app store. So things have changed a ton since then. It's been really exciting. You know, what Bold does is, you kind of said it in the intro there, it's we solve a number of unique challenges for retail brands. And we do that through a suite of products. So we aren't a one product company. We're focusing on subscriptions today, but we do a lot, and that everything from, you know, VIP pricing and upsells and cross sells and bundles and loyalties and like you name it. But a lot of these work together as well too. And that's a big thing we focus on, is we think a lot of times to solve a problem, it's not one solution. So we're able to work with a lot of larger brands. And when a brand comes to us and has a really hard challenge to solve, that's usually when we excel. So it's not the easy, simple things, but, and it's usually kind of piecing together a number of products or leveraging APIs of them. And so we actually kind of thrive in the hard challenge space.
Yeah, no, I love it. Love it. I know. And I do definitely recommend a lot of the Bolts. You know, you're right. You have a full suite of solutions available. And so at the end of the show, I'll have a landing page to show all of the apps that you have available. It's pretty incredible. So whatever kind of challenge you're having, if it's outside of subscriptions, we're mostly digging into that today, but there's lots of other things that you're solving lots of great problems for. And it's hard to have a podcast for every single problem you're solving, but today I wanted to definitely dig into the subscription side. But one thing about the Bold's journey that I think, you know, thanks for telling me about kind of sharing today about, you know, exactly how Bold is positioning himself in the market and being such an early adopter and really wanting to help Shopify brands. But the journey is interesting to me also, you know, because I've had a front row seat really of the explosive growth of Bold and your app development, you know, not to mention the team. I mean, the team is growing. I mean, yeah, I understand there's US location, I think in Texas, there's, you know, you have a couple campuses in Canada. It's very interesting. It's a very inspirational story. Are you able to share maybe a little bit of details of maybe in hiring? You're hiring internationally. Like, it's so interesting to me. So I'd love to hear some of that, what's happened over the last year and a half since I've had you on the show.
I mean, that's really cool to hear that. You know, it's always neat when someone hears someone's perspective from the outside. We're so heads down and focused on a daily basis. It's good to take a step back sometimes, but we're four guys in my basement, literally. And we had this kind of dream of building these solutions, and it's grown. So today we're right about 400 people. I think we're just under 400. There's about 300-ish in Winnipeg, yet we have about 30 or 40 down in Austin. We recently opened another hub in Calgary, Canada. We're also hiring remotely all over the world, and we've done international recruiting in France, in Germany, Brazil, Argentina. We've helped about 40 people move to Canada, I think maybe more actually. And it's always fun. You know, we just actually, like every day, I just got off a call with 20 new people that started this week. We used to do lunches in the office, but now we have to do them virtually. And, you know, there was someone that just came from Argentina and he's got his first winter jacket and he's really never seen snow before. And we get to work with the best and brightest in the world. And building this company has been such a joy. And I actually think I'm having more fun at the company now than I ever have. And we've got such a strong leadership team and structure that, like, I'm really able to focus on things that I enjoy. And like we were just talking about that podcast, like that's not something I would have had time for before, or diving in with brands and getting my hands dirty and helping merchants. And I was a merchant since 1998. That's the stuff I'm passionate about. And it's actually, now that we've gotten to a size, it's freed me up to focus on some of that. So I'm actually enjoying it more than I ever have.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. I know diversity of thought, I think, rings true, even for Shopify. And just though I have a mantra I talk about, like, you know, talent has no borders, and it's great. Shopify, you know, is hiring internationally. Bold, obviously doing the same kind of thing and really helping the legal process of getting great talent and bringing them to Canada, or, you know, bringing them to the US and helping them expand their careers. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. And it's done wonders for our culture too. Like, you know, all these guys that come from Brazil and Argentina and different places that have never seen snow. Like we have an annual, we teach them all how to skate. And I don't, you know, this year with COVID, it'll be a little bit different, but last year we got them all skates. We went down to we have this like lake or a river you skate on, and everyone was falling. And I don't know, it's different. And I think we're really fortunate. We've created a really diverse culture at Bold. So we're not heavy on one. It's really diverse. That's a lot of our strength. Everyone comes and approaches problems differently and thinks about things differently. And so having all those perspectives, I think, is really, really healthy for a company.
So let's dig into the main topic for today. I mean, subscriptions is something that is on many brands' minds. And I know Shopify, I guess early in the year, they had a small cohort of, I guess, the best and brightest kind of partners. And they offered these subscription APIs and upgraded their storefront APIs. They did lots of different things. They had some developer previews and things available early on in the year. And I think you and a few other partners were very busy in the background doing quite a bit of work to figure out a way of how we can use these subscription APIs directly from within Shopify's checkout instead of these subscriptions being done on a subdomain. And so, you know, these are out in the wild, and I just would love to understand exactly what Bold Subscription is doing as it relates to what Shopify has released for these subscription APIs.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's an exciting time. Subscriptions in general, it's a trend that isn't going away, and more brands are thinking about subscription and membership and how that plays into their offering. And it's not your traditional deodorant of the month and coffee of the month that are the biggest subscription brands anymore. Like there's brands that are wrapping a recurring billing membership program around their product that layers in all kinds of value. And that value can come in the form of access and curation. And it's not just replenishment of the product. So it makes a brand a ton more stable when they have a subscription recurring revenue business. So it's an exciting time for Shopify because, yeah, so what happened was, I guess, just a little bit over a month ago, Shopify opened up the ability to tokenize and basically do subscription billing through Shopify's checkout. Now, it used to be, for anyone that doesn't know, Shopify checkout didn't have a way to do subscription billing. So all the subscription apps had to, if a product was a subscription product, go through a separate checkout and then send the orders back to Shopify once they were done. I mean, it worked fine, but there was definitely some things about it that you had to take into consideration, like your analytics tracking both places and, you know, setting up multiple abandoned cart things and, you know, just some stuff like that. But now everything has the option to go through Shopify checkout, which, judging by the numbers of our installs in the last month, it's in very high demand.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I love too about subscriptions, and I mentioned this to a lot of the brands that I manage, is that it's a very predictable amount of revenue. And it's so interesting. It even reduces your customer acquisition cost because, you know, once you acquire a customer at the beginning and they see maybe potentially a small discount to get on a subscription option, then the lifetime value or your cost to acquire that customer is now almost stable now. And then having this predictable revenue coming in, like, it's really powerful.
It's huge. I could speak so much on this, but a subscription customer is worth, on average, has 178% higher lifetime value than a one-time customer. That's on average. The brands that are doing really well, it's drastically higher than that. But when you have that data and you know that, then you can really change how you acquire customers, what you spend to acquire customers. And you can do neat things. Like maybe you can completely give away the first month free. Like imagine you could sell a coffee subscription where the first month is completely free or just pay shipping, because you know that that customer, once you have the data, is worth, you know, when you know your churn, your average customer retains it for 8 months and it's X, you can do the math. You can do things that are extremely competitive to help acquire these customers. And then on the back end, which kind of what you were alluding to, is they also become very valuable customers to market to, because your existing customers cost 5 to 25 times less to market to than new customers. So the next time you come out with a new flavor or a new style or a new product and you market to that, your subscriber base, they're going to cost a lot less to sell your upsell or your cross sell or whatever the product is as well too. So they're worth more and they're more valuable for future products as well too. Like they're just kind of good on every level. So
very cool. Very cool. So from my understanding, so Bold has two versions of subscription right now. I guess I'm going to call it version one and version two that now uses the Shopify checkout. Can you talk about maybe the differences? And I guess the better question is, why are there two versions of this new checkout option?
This has been coming up a lot in the last month since the new checkout release. So version one is our traditional version that used a separate checkout. It still exists. There's about 16,000 stores using that. Their subscriptions are running. Nothing's happening. Everything's fine. We actually had a separate version that we had been working on for about the past 2 years, we were calling it Bold Subscriptions Pro. So when the time came, this has been in the works for a while, their new checkout APIs, they eventually, when they kind of settled on how they were going to approach subscriptions through checkout, we had to decide, does it make sense to retool our existing subscriptions app? The version two, the way it was built is it was built as a API driven partner first subscriptions app. And we were building it to be designed really for partners to be able to build any subscription experience they want for their customers. So it was like, if you want to be able to subscribe through text message or through email, you know, you can completely manage it. It's completely API driven. So we had been working on this for about a month. So we decided to put the new version, which we're not calling it Pro anymore. We're calling it version two, because Pro is debatable. There are some features in version one that version two doesn't have, but version two is much stronger from an API flexibility standpoint. Version one has more features out of the box, like, for example, convertible subscriptions and dynamic discounts and some of the stuff like that. You can do all that with version two. But yeah, so version two is the one that's integrated with Shopify checkout, and version one is no longer available through Shopify. Version two is, we designed it to be completely flexible so that brands could build any custom subscription experience they could imagine. Because really, that's what we've been seeing a lot in the last year. No two subscription offerings are the same. There's your standard subscribe and save. But like, if we look at our top 100 merchants doing subscriptions, they all have a very unique subscription flow. And if it's like a subscription builder experience, if it's a sign up flow or a wizard or et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, so that's the version that's integrated with Shopify checkout.
Hopefully I don't create a windfall of people kind of running to this, but I'm wondering, should merchants install the new version right now? Like, can they just do that? Because you just mentioned that Shopify doesn't even offer this version one kind of subdomain option. So are people just automatically, when they download Bold Subscriptions, are they getting the version two, and that's through Shopify payments? Is that how it's working?
Yes. So version two, if you go to the App Store right now and install it, you're getting the new version, version two, that works with Shopify checkout with Shopify payments. But if you're on version one, basically in a nutshell, don't delete version one and go and install version two, because subscriptions to Shopify checkout currently is only with Shopify payments. There might be some functionality in version one that you're using that isn't available in version two. Long story short, if you're brand new to subscriptions, yeah, go to the App Store and install it and you're fine. But if you have a large subscriber base, we might not actually be able to migrate. For example, if it's with, you know, Braintree or Authorize.net currently, we can't migrate them yet. We will be able to very soon. Keep in mind, this is still in beta. It's evolving, and it's evolving very quick. And we just went through Black Friday and Cyber Monday, so there's been a lot of code freezes. But so depending when this episode errors, you might even be able to migrate from some of these other payment gateways into Shopify payments. So, but before you just rush and delete and go, yeah, I want version two, reach out to us. Or, you know, even if it's with a different subscription app, I would reach out and say like, hey, can I migrate? Can I move? But don't rush and delete it just yet, because there are some considerations to make sure that it's compatible.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about too, was that, you know, I have many brands that are still currently on third-party gateways. You know, they're using Authorize.net or CyberSource or whatever they're using, and they're not currently on Shopify payments. So I guess that's the answer, is that, you know, maybe stay in a holding pattern where you are today right now. But if you do see the value in potentially having a rate audit with Shopify, I suppose, and having them take a look to see, you know, is there an option with Shopify payments to offer a competitive rate and then have it being more native in Shopify. But I understand that maybe at some point the Shopify's checkout APIs are going to work with these partners, you included, being able to connect to third-party gateways, not just Shopify payments. So that is certainly on the horizon. Am I right to assume that?
Yep, that's correct. And there isn't firm timelines on it. And I mean, we would certainly not know firm timelines. And I know, like, Shopify, no software company wants to give firm timelines on anything like that. But that is the long-term goal, is that you can do subscriptions through Shopify checkout through a number of payment gateways. There's going to be advantages to Shopify payments, but other gateways will eventually be supported. So
I would agree with that too. And I think just the unity of having Shopify payments in your admin, both financially and chargebacks and just overall financial management, it seems like a much better workflow. So for those listening today, if you're on a third-party gateway, but maybe not in subscriptions yet, you might want to double check to see if your product selection, as long as it's not regulated markets or pseudo-pharmaceutical and things like that, or, you know, hate and guns and things like that. I mean, as long as there's some, you know, if you're selling things that are fairly reasonable, I think having Shopify payments as your payment gateway, it probably is the most affordable and best workflow to have. And then knowing that there is this version 2 available right now, and I'm sure that's going to be iterated on. I hear lots of grumblings about partners building post-purchase upsells and cross-sells, and there's lots of great things happening right now. It seems to work really, really well, having Shopify payments as your payment gateway to do all of these fun things.
Yeah. And that's actually a big plus of all of this. And Cart Hook and Zipify, they were part of the new checkout beta, but on the post-purchase upsell side. And I know Jordan with Cart Hook and Ezra with Zipify quite well. And I actually right away tested it on one of our demo stores. It works perfectly. So if you're using both subscriptions, the new version through Shopify checkout, you can use Cart Hook to do your post-purchase upsells, and it just works seamlessly. That's some of the advantage of having this all together. So like everything now is in one place.
And so is this available through all Shopify plans? Because there are Shopify core plans, you know, $29 through to $299 per month. And then there's Shopify Plus side, which gives you a little more flexibility of the checkout flow and increased API calls and lots of other kind of bells and whistles that go along with that, you know, mid-market to enterprise plans. But just, you know, from your vantage point, like, does it work for everybody?
Good question. It does work on all Shopify plans with the caveat that Plus merchants, because of there's a lot more flexibility and of customization in the checkout, Plus merchants with checkout customizations as scripts, it's not as compatible right now. But again, the checkout team is working very fast at this because it's a high priority. So that won't be an issue for long. But Plus is its own beast. And it's, if you've done heavy customizations in your checkout, you would just want to talk to your MSM and make sure that there aren't any customizations that would restrict it. But on all other plans, I'm not aware of there being any conflicts, but it definitely does work on all plans. Just make sure there isn't anything conflicting in your Plus setup. And the two main ones that we know of are scripts and checkout customizations.
Now, what about people or brands that are listening today that maybe have a one-off option? So they're just ready to, you know, buy the coffee, as you said, but they also want to have potentially an option for the subscription option. Does Bold Subscription allow both the one-off purchases and the subscription option kind of on the product details page?
Yeah, so that's something that now you can do as a customer can check out on your store with a one-time product, with a subscription product, with even multiple subscription products. So they, let's say they could theoretically buy your coffee, a one-time bag of coffee, a coffee, your dark roast once a month, your light roast every 2 weeks, and your Christmas pumpkin spice once a year, whatever. You can have multiple subscriptions, different frequencies, and one-time orders all in the checkout, all going through Shopify checkout. The initial order is created as one-time order in Shopify, and then multiple subscriptions get created in the back end. The kind of the way it works between Bold and Shopify is Bold handles all the logic for the subscription, like when it's charged, how often it's charged, what time of the month it's charged, if orders are paused, skipped, edited, etc. And then once we process that charge through Shopify payments, then the order is generated in Shopify and it all just lives in Shopify. It's not done through the order API though. It's done like as a regular Shopify order. And there's some new details you'll see if you are using the new version. When someone goes through Shopify checkout, there's a new little term checkbox on the checkout that says your customers have to check that they agree to it's a subscription order. You'll notice some new changes in the admin. Some things will be exposed on the product page to edit some basic functionality of the subscription, like to put a product in a subscription group. And I know there's plans eventually down the road to make it a little bit more integrated into the platform. So exposing some of the subscription data in reports, for example, seeing LTV of customers by one-time orders and subscription orders and churn and some other metrics in your overall Shopify reports. A lot of that isn't available yet, but that's all coming. So that's the long-term goal, is to have it feel a little bit more integrated into the platform.
Yeah, I love when you mentioned about like pausing and skipping and editing, because I think from a customer experience perspective, it'd be nice for there to be almost a self-serve portal, so to speak, like the logged in experience of your active subscriptions. Is that kind of how, is Bold responsible for that user experience of how a brand can have a kind of a self-serve portal option to manage these subscriptions?
Yeah. So this is all tied to your customer account in Shopify. So there's no extra duplicate accounts or anything. When a customer creates an account on your store, there's a new button that appears in their customer account. It just says manage subscription. You can change the text however you want. They don't have to have a separate account for subscriptions and a separate account for their one-time orders. It's all in one. And then the customer can pause, skip, edit, cancel, update credit card, update address, swap products, add products, change quantity. You can also restrict what they can do as well too. If you don't want them to be able to swap products, you want it fixed, for example, or maybe you don't want them to be able to change frequency. Yeah. And then in the back end, you have all the same control as well too.
One thing that happens, I manage quite a few brands that are subscription companies, and one of their big caveats is declined credit cards and or expired cards, and the notifications that come up and just the unfortunate workflow that has to go along with. Since you're so deep into this, how are some of the brands that you manage currently, how are they handling expired or declined cards in the middle of an active subscription? Because this is like actual revenue and they actually want the product very likely, but they just haven't gone through the process. Like, is there some kind of a notification or a workflow to help this?
Dunning is a big focus of ours. We're, you know, expired credit cards is one aspect of that, but a lot of times credit cards just don't go through. Subscription charges, interestingly enough, have a much higher decline rate from one-time orders because of just frequency. Like, you're charging the same credit card over and over again. So some banks just flag that as fraudulent. There are some advanced settings in version 2 right now, today already, that you can set the whole Dunning process for how many times it's attempted, what happens if it's declined, what times of the days it's recharged. We're actually putting in some AI and machine learning around this as well too, which I'm pretty excited for, because like, if for larger brands, if we improve this by 1%, that's huge. Like, I mean, 1% of more subscriptions going through every month is a massive, massive win. As far as credit card updates, it's one thing that I'm just actually thinking as you're saying this, I think Shopify Payments might actually update the new expiry date, because with Stripe, it's a feature that Stripe has. And I don't quote me on this. I'm going to look into it and we can put it in the show notes, but you've probably experienced this. You have had your credit card expire on you. You've got a recurring charge and you've got a new credit card, and that recurring charge still goes through.
Yes.
Because vendors can continue to charge a card even when the expiry changes. And Stripe supports that functionality. And I know in the back end with Shopify, I think there's some overlap there. And I'm going to look into it. But I think that might actually not be a concern with Shopify Payments. But I don't quote me on that. That's actually more on the Shopify side now, because it's Shopify Payments. So I can't speak on that for sure. Before, with different gateways, like with Braintree or Authorize, it would be dependent on that merchant's agreement with the gateway. So if you were with, like, I know Braintree, I think they charge $1 per credit card update. So every time they update a credit card with the new expiry date, you get charged $1 and you agree to pay that. And then it updates it. And I know that I'm pretty sure Shopify Payments would have something similar. I'm not sure exactly how it works with it, if there's a charge or if it's just built in. So
yeah, definitely. I'll look into it and I'll update the show notes for the release of this. I've just noted that down now. Now, what about coupon codes for subscriptions? Are, you know, usually there's a discount that's already given as a hook to say, hey, or give people value of saying, hey, 10% off if you're going to the subscription option, but they may want to add a coupon code. So let me know how that works.
So this is really cool. It's coupon codes. Now, if you go into your Shopify admin, if you have Bold subscriptions installed, you'll see new coupon options in your coupon admin. You might not have noticed it if you don't have it installed, but once you install it and you have a subscription app, this is in Shopify admin, not in Bold. So we used to have a coupon functionality in Bold subscriptions in version 1. With version 2 now, it's all managed in Shopify. So you have the option when you create a coupon code for it to be a one-time purchase, or do you want the coupon to apply to a subscription? If you select subscription, then you can say, do you want it to apply to every subscription products or just specific ones? So maybe it's only for the dark roast coffee, or you can do it by collection. So I want this to apply to subscriptions, but only coffee, not my syrups or whatever. And then you can also say, I want it to apply to only the first order or to a number of multiple recurring payments. So like I can say, I want a 10%, I want to subscribe and save, use this coupon, and I want it to apply to the first three orders. Or you can make it apply to all orders. So kind of the options are you can create your discount code and it can be 10% off the first one, subscribe and save 10% off everything, or subscribe and save and you get your first three at 10% off. There's also subscribe and save functionality built into the app as well too. So no coupon required. They just click subscribe, but you could have a standard subscribe and save option on and a coupon. By default, everyone who subscribes and saves gets 10% off, but then you run an email campaign for an additional 20% off the first 3 months and they use the coupon code and then it would give an additional 20% off. And that's done in Shopify now, which is really cool. That's a big thing for merchants because when they're like running promotions, they want to quickly disable or enable coupon codes. Or I just know a lot of coupon codes are automatically added to the cart through email campaigns, like done through the URL. So now all that works and applies on subscription orders as well too. So there's a ton of apps, even like loyalty apps, that use coupons as the manipulator of like the discount. And you know, there was always intricacies in how that worked with subscriptions, but now it's pretty seamless. So that's exciting.
So let's talk about the listeners again today, because I think one thing about this show, thousands of people are listening to the show right now, but they're all in a different kind of maturity level. Some are early stage, some are mid-market. I just would love to, you know, hear from, since you have access to so many customers that are using your solutions, and you obviously there's lots of conversations that are happening all day long. From your vantage point, what sort of advice would you give brands or store owners today that are very eager to grow and scale?
Specifically in the subscription space?
Probably in the subscription space, yeah.
You know what? I think the biggest thing that we see brands, I want to say, like, get wrong when they're a subscription or selling subscriptions is they think that a subscription is like a Band-Aid you slap on a product, and they sell a product and they just say, well, let's slap a subscribe and save option on and we're in the subscription business. And it doesn't work when you have that approach. I like to say, like, if you offer subscriptions, you need to think of yourself as a subscription first company. And what that means is you change the way you think about your org, your customers, your marketing, how you acquire customers, how you treat them. Because just like taking a step back, like, what if you called your customers members instead of customers? You treat members differently than you treat customers, right? You know, I often ask our subscription brands, I say, if I took your product out of your, let's stay with coffee, we're using this example. Let's say I took that coffee out of that subscription, would your customers unsubscribe? And if that brand says yes, they probably got a losing subscription business, because eventually customers are going to get tired of your product. They're going to churn, and you're going to get to a point where you can't onboard more customers than are churning. I call it a subscription value stack, and it's simply how much value can you layer into your subscription? And really, this is key. So think about, like, I know we don't like talking about Amazon and yada yada, but they've done one thing right with Amazon Prime. You know, Prime is you get free shipping, but they've also, now you've got your video, you've got your storage, you've got, maybe you have an Alexa. Even if I don't order something for 2 months, I'm not instantly thinking in my head, oh, I should cancel my Prime account, because there's so much other value layered around it. So subscriptions come down to three core tenets. There's replenishment, curation, and access. And the problem is most people see themselves as one of the three. They say, I'm a replenishment, so let's take coffee. They say, yeah, my customers subscribe to my coffee because they want my coffee every month. It's replenishment. Well, let's take it one step further. Curation is, I could have a coffee of the month where it's like a different flavor every month, or these are your, like, your box style businesses, or you, and then there's access, which is kind of like membership. So they subscribe and they get access to content, access to special prices, access to areas of the website. And then people see themselves as one of the three, but the problem is the ones that really win are the brands that understand that to run a successful subscription business, you need to have an aspect of replenishment, curation, and access. So if I'm selling that coffee, I'm going to sell you coffee on subscription. I'm going to have my roaster's choice once a month that I include a small sample size, and it's going to be like Jay's pick of the month. And it's because it's going to help expose you to new flavors and new tastes that you maybe wouldn't. And people want that. They're paying for curation. And if you don't believe me, like, what do you go to when you listen to music on Spotify? You don't go to an album, you go to a playlist because you want the tastemaker to curate music to you. And people are consuming like this now, whether it's food through things like HelloFresh and your meal delivery kits, and they want to be curated to. It's like it with clothes. And then there's access. So for that coffee, I might say, because you're part of my coffee club, I'm going to give you access to an exclusive category on my blog. That's my like weekly coffee newsletter where I talk about different coffee roasters in the world. Once a month, I'm going to do a roasters with my head roaster, a Zoom call that you can get on and have access and ask questions about, you know, we're going to do a coffee tasting or the right way to really make coffee and enjoy coffee. And I'm probably going to partner up with a couple partners that make sense. So like people who like coffee might also like treats, or you might like...
Yeah, no, for sure. Or even just like coffee mugs or sweeteners.
Yeah. Like I can't think of something that you specifically like if you drink coffee, because coffee is such a broad thing. But like I could go to another brand that makes something that coffee connoisseurs might like. And I would say, well, you know what? Let's just say coffee drinkers are mindful people. I go to Calm and I can negotiate to give a free month of Calm or Headspace or some other mindfulness app, because maybe that's my whole brand. I have coffee for the mindful soul. And then so I partner with like-minded partners. And then I layer that in as well too. So now my subscribers are getting replenishment. They're getting my curation, my taste of the month. They're getting access. They're getting extra value from partners. And now when that customer has an extra bag of coffee, or maybe they don't drink that coffee, they're not right away rushing to cancel their subscription because there's so much other value. The rule is roughly, I like a 3-to-1 ratio. So there should be 3 times the value in your subscription than the actual subscription product itself. And it's perceived value, you know, access to that content on that blog. We see a lot of brands do VIP pricing. And I was talking earlier about how like our apps all work together. So you can use both subscriptions and then customer pricing. And while a customer is subscribed, they can get 10% off the whole store because they're a VIP member, and they can use loyalty points, and then they can earn loyalty points at a higher tier or a higher redemption rate. They can use memberships and restrict and show certain products. So because they're a subscriber, they get access to new products before anyone else. And I think you get the idea. You can layer in like a ton of value. And those are the brands that are winning at subscriptions. The ones that just have a product, install a subscription app, slap on subscribe and save, and think they're going to have a successful subscription business usually aren't around that long. So
it's interesting. I actually manage a couple brands, one in the snack box market where they do a curated box each month. So they're definitely in the replenishment business, but every month it's a curated box based on the month and a theme, and they get new snacks and different snacks. And then inside, when you receive that box, that's why they're doing so well, is that because they like the snacks that are in this box, they have the option of one-off buying a whole bunch of these nuts or these pretzels or whatever it happens to be. And so that's interesting where, you know, for a very small, so I really think it's almost like a lead magnet to a certain degree. Like, yes, they make money in the subscription offering, but then also having a marketplace inside their Shopify store to saying, well, you know, this month's box, here it is. I mean, they even produce like literally a 20-page book of talking about each individual snack and the company that's actually making the snack. And so you're really invested in the actual entrepreneur and the journey of how they built this particular product. And you know, this is a Japanese snack company, but it's so interesting. And I have a wine company too that's exactly the same thing, where they also have a curated selection of wine each month. But it's not just, you know, having 6 bottles of wine delivered monthly to your, there's a story behind all of it, and then exclusive access to the winemaker and how they do it. And you talk about it, and then they have Riedel glasses, and there's all these different things and books and maps. And so there's a whole learning and almost, I almost call it a community building environment that's happening. So I think that's the extra value people get.
Big time. And everyone knows if you just drink wine, you might like the taste of it, but when a sommelier tells you where it's grown and what type of grape and everything they went through and the whole that it's designed to have like this particular flavor and blah, 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 like you enjoy it more. And so that is value. And that's like why I said earlier, it's perceived value. You're not actually changing the value of that bottle of wine, but that information, that knowledge to the customer, that's huge. That's value.
So what does the future look like for, Bold Commerce, the company, you know, and I guess this evolving Bold subscriptions option, like are you able to maybe share some North Stars? This is coming out in mid-December of 2020, but I'd love to hear any North Stars for 21 and beyond. At the end of the day, I just would love to understand how Bold is going to continue being a partner and just offering value and assistance to Shopify brands.
A lot of things we're focusing on. I'll focus this just to the kind of subscription space, but subscription brands are maturing. I think 2021, I mean, you know, Gartner predicted by 2023, they've stated that 75% of direct-to-consumer brands will have an aspect of membership or subscription billing of some sort. And, you know, we're seeing it across, like Lululemon just launched a subscription offering. Like, you know, like it's, you would not think of subscribing to yoga pants, but they are offering a, you know, you can subscribe to hotels now, you can subscribe to airlines, you can. So the model is becoming not mature, but I would say it's still growing, but we're really focused on supporting every way that a brand wants their customers to experience that subscription. And that was our whole dream with version two, was that you could build any subscription experience you want. If a customer subscribes, now they're getting a text message and that it said, would you like to add this bonus coffee for 50% off this month, whatever. That text hits our API as a subscription, or they can edit everything about their subscription. I mean, I'm actually subscribed to this one deodorant that I've been meaning to cancel for like 3 months, but I forget my password and my login. And like, it would be amazing if I just got a text once a month saying like, hey, your subscription is about to go out. If everything's cool, don't reply, or reply skip this month, or reply pause, or whatever. There's no reason they have to go to a login. I think customers merchandising the manage subscription page, the subscription portal, whatever you want to call it, I think that's huge. We see that like a very high percentage of subscribers, that's the first place they go. So putting in, you know, upsells and cross sells, and, you know, because once a customer subscribes, all their billing information is now in Shopify. So to be able to have the option on the add to cart, instead of saying add to cart, change that to add to next upcoming order, like the conversion on that's drastically, that's it. It's one click. It's added to next month's shipment. If I have a once a month shipment, I don't have to go through, you don't actually even have to go through the checkout again, because you can do neat things. Their credit card information is tokenized in Shopify. So a lot of that stuff is what we're focusing on, is now we've kind of launched this with Shopify checkout. And now it's like, how do we solve for these really unique subscription experiences that brands want to build? I think we've got a few big brands in the works right now as we speak. I think 2021, we're going to see some cool stuff.
Awesome. Excited for that. So how can people learn more about Bold Commerce? I mean, your 17 or more apps you have, and just more importantly, I guess, taking this Bold subscriptions, I guess, get people to take this thing for a spin.
Yeah. Well, so right now I just go to the Shopify app store and just search Bold subscriptions. And we've actually got it free for 2 months in the app store right now. And there's no promo code or anything. It's just free for 2 months for everyone. So you can grab it there. I think we're going to keep that promotion going for a little while. And then Steve, we've got a promo going with you. I think if you head to ecommerce.fastlane/bold, any of the other apps, I just checked and it's actually still active. Yeah, so
it's been active for 2.5 years.
Yeah. I mean, people are using it. So I'll mention again, I think we've got 6 months free on most of our apps. There's a couple that aren't listed there, but the majority of them are there. So boldcommerce.com is where everything else would be.
Yeah. So that's going to be at ecommercefastlane.com/bold. You're right. And that is going to redirect to the landing page that has, and maybe Jay, I might even get you to update, because you're right. And this page was from 2.5 years ago. You were definitely were kind right at the beginning to offer 6 months on all of these apps for free. Certainly 2 months is more than enough for people to figure out if a subscription option is right for them, so they can test it out in their own instance. But this is fantastic. I really massively appreciate that.
I'll say this, Steve, if anyone goes there right away and it's 6 months, grab it, because that offer could change to 2 months any second. So go fast.
So, you know, Jay, I just I wanted to tell you, number one, thank you again for, being an encore presentation of Jay Myers on E-commerce Fastlane. I do massively appreciate it. You know, it's been quite a journey, and I know I've been watching Bold from the sidelines, like I said. It's exciting kind of what you're doing, helping people's careers, but more importantly, just the development that you guys are working on and just really solving some really unique problems for Shopify, you know, store owners and brands. And I just really appreciate the pivot that you guys are making from, you know, this version one, now getting into version two. It just really does create a much more robust kind of customer experience with this new version.
Well, Steve, thank you so much. It's an honor. I was actually looking back at episode one and saw my face up there, and I was like, I don't know if he's just using me as a guinea pig for episode one or if I know. No, I'm just joking. No, it's an honor, and I'm thankful for all you do. I've probably listened to 75% of your episodes or more, and we recommend them out to everyone. So keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Jay. Thanks for, you know, sharing your knowledge, vision, and yeah, once again, giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
My pleasure. We will continue doing so.
Take care. Today's episode is brought to you by Grin, the all-in-one influencer relationship management platform. Grow an authentic direct-to-consumer brand on Shopify with the number one influencer marketing software solution for creating genuine, direct relationships with influencers. You can learn more about their incredible solution and get started today at grin.co. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.